So finding yourself standing behind your chair, you can rest your two hands on the back of the chair and just visualize your footprints. Your footprints are telling you something about how your body weight is distributed right now. And then take your right hand forward in front of you, like you're reaching in front of you to grab an object. And don't worry about stretching, especially if there's any restrictions in your shoulder. But many times, let your hand come down, either to your side or to rest on the back of the chair, depending on how you're standing, and then reach forward again. And each time you can do it a different way. If you have the intention to reach forward from your thumb, extending your thumb as far forward as possible, you might organize your shoulder a little bit differently than if you intend to reach forward with your middle finger or your pinky finger. Play with some of those options. And because we're doing a Feldenkrais lesson, because we're staying in our comfortable range and we're not trying to stretch, we can learn more about what forms our comfortable range, what parts of ourselves are beginning to speak up a little bit as you go to the end of your range of motion. Welcome. And now try it with the left hand, just reaching forward. And because you've practiced a bit with your right hand, deciding what the interesting strategies are, you don't need to go through it systematically. You can skip. You can skip right to the interesting thing to do with the left hand to give you something to compare with the right hand. Did you really prefer reaching, initiating the movement from the thumb or from the middle finger, from the pinky? Do you really prefer initiating the movement from the hand, or does it feel easier if you don't make it as deliberate? Are you watching the hand as you reach forward? What was your tendency there? And compare left and right in alternation a few times. Try to do the same thing with both hands. Make it as easy as possible. Definitely do whatever's the, match the easier arm. I meant the opposite of that. Match the more difficult arm. Whatever is more difficult, do less on that side, and then match it with your more comfortable side. And look at your hands as you do this. Notice how it feels. We'll compare the sensation at the end of the lesson. Go ahead and have a seat. At first, as always, just enjoy your chair. Remind yourself that nobody is the boss of how you sit in your chair. But while we do a Feldenkrais lesson, I'm going to have some suggestions. You take or leave them as you please. So come forward on the chair enough that your feet are resting comfortably on the floor. Your back is probably forward of the back of the chair. And let your hands rest on your thighs, the right hand on the right thigh, the left hand on the left thigh. Notice your handprints. You can feel the warmth and the pressure of the hand from the perspective of each thigh. You can feel the clothing, the texture of the clothing, and the curvature of your thigh. You can feel it with your hand. And then leave a little bit of your attention on your hands as you turn your head left and right, just in a comfortable range. It doesn't have to be far at all. And go ahead and cross the center line freely and just notice that comfortable range where it's really smooth to turn the head. You don't feel like you're running into any kind of resistance. And just turning your head and leaving a little bit of attention in your hands. Do you notice any changing happening in your breathing? Have you left your eyes open or closed? For a moment, try the opposite of whatever you're doing. Then just leave your head forward and reach your right hand again forward in front of you like you did at the start, but stay in the chair and just play with this movement. Many times reaching the hand forward like you're going to grab an object. Maybe you're at an art gallery and you're looking at this like precious painting, thick with oil painting, all this gorgeous texture, and you want to reach across that gap that you're not supposed to step in and touch the painting and feel all the texture of the oil painting. You're not supposed to do it. It's kind of fun. If you want to get a little bit more forward, you can rock forward in the seat. You can begin to take the head forward as you extend the hand. Try to coordinate the lifting of the hand from the thigh and the movement of the nose forward so that you're really extending forward. And again, check in. Are you tending to exhale or inhale as you do this? Are you looking where you're reaching? Or is it easier for you to feel what's going on if your eyes are closed? Or maybe resting in some other special space. And as you come forward, as you take the head forward and the hand forward, do you feel like your spine is staying neutral? Or is it maybe getting a little longer, going into extension? Or is it maybe rounding a little bit and going into flexion? All of those are possibilities. Just see what you're doing. And have a rest. Sit back in your chair, have a good rest. Slouch, do what you want. You're having a restful rest if you're beginning to fall asleep. The one thing you probably can't be doing while you rest is repeating the lesson, continuing to play it in your mind's eye. Rest is the cessation of work. Come back to how we've been, sitting forward on your chair with your hands on your thighs. And feel your handprints from the perspective of the thigh. Feel your thigh print from the perspective of your hands. Feel your footprints from from the only perspective you can. And again, take your head forward and back so that you're rocking your weight a little bit on your butt. You can feel the pelvis pushing into the chair and changing its shape, its orientation with respect to the chair as you rock, as you take the head forward and back. You can take your head far enough forward that the weight begins to transfer into the feet a little bit. Like you're doing the first 10% of coming to standing. And please don't worry about continuing it into standing, but let yourself complete the image. Really imagine that you're just smoothly going to continue to take your head forward and the weight is going to continue to come forward onto your 2 feet. And at some point, all the weight will be on your feet and your butt will lift from the chair. But don't put your intention in standing, just in taking the head forward and back and feeling how the weight goes on to the feet. And continue to roll the head forward and back. Notice how the weight is shifting on the pelvis. Then ask yourself, what's happening with your hands? Are your hands sliding forward as you do this? Or are the handprints changing their pressure? Are the handprints changing as you do this? What's going on with your hands? Go ahead and stop that rocking movement where you're taking the head forward and back and just put your attention on your hands. Let them sink into the pelvis. I mean, sorry, sink into the thighs. And leaving your head roughly where it is now, try to roll the pelvis forward and backward in a way that changes the curve of your lower back so that you're arching your lower back more and then less. That kind of cat-cow movement from yoga. And try to keep the movement in the lower back so that the handprints are not really changing their pressure much or at all. Feels like you're really doing the movement in your lower half. And your hands and your shoulder girdle and your head, they're relatively fixed. They're not doing very much while you're moving your lower, your pelvis like this. And let that go. And begin to lighten your right hand so that you feel the right handprint slowly disappear. And then you put the hand back down. And this is another action, like reaching forward, where there's many ways to organize it depending on where you initiate the movement. So you can think about someone standing overhead and grasping your thumb and lifting the thumb straight up. And that would be a different type of movement than if someone was grasping the middle finger and lifting the hand straight up, or the pinky. And you don't have to try all the variations I suggest, but each time you do the movement, try to search around for a more comfortable way to do it, for an easier way to do it. As always, don't let yourself fall into the habit of doing a rote repetitive movement in a Feldenkrais lesson. Unless you're, you know, really directed to do so. Let the right hand rest there again. Just compare the right and left hands to see which is more settled. Then begin to push the right hand into the right thigh, like you're making that handprint more vivid. And don't make any special strain, but you can put more force there if you feel like it's interesting. It isn't the important movement. It's after you've pushed the hand into the thigh, then play with turning your head left and right a comfortable amount. And notice if those two movements connect in any way. So, and go through many cycles of this. So you push the right hand down into the right thigh. You take a second to let that kind of equilibrate. And then take your head gently left and right. And notice if there's any communication between what you're doing with the shoulder and with the hand and your preferences with turning left and right. You might notice that you prefer to hang out left of center or right of center when you're pushing your hand into the thigh. And I'm not asking you to hold the pressure into the thigh continuously while you do this. So every so often, release the pressure and take a break. Don't let your heart rate come up. Let's not do isometrics. And take another little pause, check in with your two handprints, compare left and right. And then take your left hand and park it on top of the right hand. Let your head find a neutral place, of course. And then push the left hand onto the back of the right hand so that the right hand pushes into the thigh. Enjoy your handprint sandwich. It's a somatic clubhouse in there. And after you've pushed the left hand into the right hand, check in with turning the head left and right. See if you can recover that easy, neutral feeling. And then notice if that easy, neutral feeling is centered a little bit to the right of your midline or to the left. Like if it's encouraging you to turn one way or the other. And rest. Have a good rest. And again, come forward onto the chair with your hands on your thighs. Notice your handprints and turn your head that comfortable range left and right. Notice what you can see in the room, what you're doing with your eyes. And begin reaching the left hand forward in front of you, like you're reaching forward, perhaps through some gap, over some chasm, towards touching something interesting. Notice what you're doing with your eyes. Are you following your hand? Or are you looking past your hand towards the object you're reaching towards? Does it make sense to transfer the weight on your pelvis as you do this movement? Really adding in that intention to take the head forward. Do you notice your spine extending or flexing or staying neutral? Let the hand come down. And again, check in with turning your head left and right. Do this with your eyes closed. Really feel the parts of you involved in turning your head left and right. And then, keeping your eyes closed, resume reaching the left hand forward and turn your head to the right as you reach your left hand forward. And then, as you take the left hand back, your head comes back to center. Make those two movements come together in a simple, harmonized way. And then begin to play with the other movement of taking the head to the left as you reach the left hand forward. And see if you can not just do both movements, but if you can make those two movements feel like they support each other. And check in with your breathing. Are you tending to reach on an inhale, an exhale? Are you holding your breath at any point? And then have another pause. Let your hands come down. Again, take your head left and right. Let's feel how that is. Then open your eyes and look at your left hand as you take it forward. Your head comes forward. You lean a little bit forward. You roll forward on the pelvis. Do that a few times. Really tracking your hand as you do this movement. And have a rest. This will be a shorter one. And come forward on your chair again with your hands on your thighs. Feel your footprints. Feel your handprints. Take your head forward and back a few times so that you begin to feel the weight come onto your feet, like you're going into standing. But then as soon as you get some sense that you've put some weight into your feet, then go back, sit back in the chair. And having found that movement and that experience in terms of weight transfer, then put your attention onto the pelvis and feel how your butt is rolling on the chair as you do this. And stop the rocking movement from the head and just feel your hands resting on the thighs. Moving your eyes forward. Roll forward and back on the pelvis a little bit, arching and flattening the small of your back. Trying to keep the pressure in the hands relatively uniform. Trying to minimize the movement in the head, you can use your eyes to tell if your head is moving. And that works best if you let them go out of focus. And you can sense the movement a lot better. When you focus on things, the eyes track so nicely, it's hard to tell if your head's moving. And then go back to just taking the left hand forward. Like you want to reach the left hand in front of you to grab some interesting object. And follow the hand with the eyes. Notice how your weight rolls forward on the seat. Some can come onto the feet. If there was a person sitting opposite, they could grab your arm and help you forward into standing. And just sit there with your hands on the thighs again. And begin lifting the left hand from the thigh and then replacing it. As always, you can go through the same variations we did on the right side, or you can skip right ahead to the interesting thing. Maybe you really liked the image of the hand being lifted from the middle knuckle. Maybe it was interesting when the hand is drawn upward by the thumb. Maybe you prefer to lift the hand by initiating the movement in the elbow. Maybe you like to lift the hand by initiating the movement in your trunk. Different people have different situations, but in general, if you spread the effort around, if you do any action like this using more parts of yourself, then it'll usually feel easier. So lifting the hand knuckle by knuckle with the wrist bending and then the forearm coming off the hand, really peeling the hand upward. That can teach you things about your organization. But if you did it many times, it probably involves many small muscles. Compared to a simpler way to lift the hand. Then leave the left hand there on the thigh again, just resting. Compare your left and right hand prints. Begin pushing the left hand into the left thigh, making the left hand print more intense. And then once you've gotten that rhythm, you can push your left hand into the thigh without any trouble in the shoulder or neck. Then push it and hold it there while you take the head left and right gently. And just notice, does that impart a tendency to take the head in one direction or the other? To see if you can feel it for yourself, if there's any kind of communication there or any kind of relationship. And so you're going through cycles of pushing the left hand to the left thigh, turning the head left and right, feeling how things are, seeing how they are, and then releasing the pressure with the left hand, having a break. Perhaps noticing that the head no longer feels a tendency to turn one way or the other. And then another time, you can push the left hand into the thigh and feel how that affects the movement of the head. Pause again. Then as before, take the right hand onto the back of the left hand. Take a moment or two to adjust how your upper half is. Find a neutral place to leave your head. And then push the right hand onto the left hand, onto the left thigh. And after you've put some pressure there comfortably and you could hold it for a moment or two, turn your head left and right while you're pushing and see how all the parts connect for you right now. And you don't have to be able to explain it with words, you just want to feel it. And that's good, have another rest. Come back forward onto your chair with your hands resting on your thighs, your feet evenly on the floor, and your eyes closed. And being gentle with yourself, treating this like it's a new movement. Take your right hand forward like you're reaching forward towards something in front of you, like we've been doing. And you don't need to restrict the movement to your arm. You can use all the parts of yourself to do this, but try to make it as easy as possible. And begin to make a loop now where you reach the right hand forward, but then once it's completely forward, it gets a second agenda, and your hand wants to come to the top of the head. And then once it's found the top of the head, it sinks onto the top of the head and feels the roundness, comes around the back of the head and feels the roundness, down the back of the neck. And at some point, it finds the shoulder, or it leaves the neck completely, finds the chest, or leaves the chest completely, comes back down to the thigh, finds some way downward. And it can rest there for a moment. And then you repeat this loop of reaching the right hand forward. And then, after you've touched the imaginary object or come close enough, you find the top of the head. And after you find the top of the head, you let the hand sink there, adapt to the roundness of the head, roll around the back of the head, then come down the neck, and then it'll be different for different people, how they want to organize the movement down to the thigh. If they want to take it more down the midline or more to the right. Go ahead and make this loop of reaching the right hand forward, leaning forward as you do that, really intending to reach forward, but not going too far. And then, after you've reached forward, changing your intention to touch the top of the head, the right hand sinks onto the top of the head. You feel the roundness of the top of the head. It rolls onto the back of the head. You feel the roundness of the back of the head. You go ahead and you feel the neck. You feel whatever parts you can down to the shoulder, and then you let the hand slide down, guided by gravity, down to the thigh again. As you do this a few more times with your eyes closed, really try to visualize all the space that your arm is moving through. When your hand is completely forward, how clearly can you chart the path it needs to go to get onto the top of the head? Can you feel how those different spaces connect? When your hand's completely forward, does it know exactly the right route towards the top of the head? Let that go. And try it with the left hand. You're reaching the left hand forward now. And in the first phase of the movement, it's like we've been doing the whole lesson. You're just reaching the left hand forward with the intention of getting to something interesting. There's some interesting object, and you can lean forward. You can get closer to it. But then, after you've done that, your hand gets a second goal and it wants to find the top of the head. And there's many different paths it can take, but try to really see the space that this hand is making on its funny little path. And yes, after it touches the top of the head, let it sink so that the fingers really passively feel the roundness of the head. Let the hand roll along the roundness of the head to the back of the head. Feel the roundness there, but from the left side this time. Feel the back of the neck. Whichever parts are accessible to you as you transition to take the hand down the front of you along the left side and return it to the left thigh. Thank you. I'm going to repeat this a few times. Always looking around for unnecessary effort and then not doing it. Recovering the movement without the difficult parts in it. That's good. Have another rest. A good rest. This next movement is known to a lot of Feldenkrais students, but it's often taught in terms of breathing. In the context of yoga, this movement's almost always associated with breathing. But we don't need to have this movement connected to breathing at all. And it's the movement of just pushing the belly out as much as you can and then drawing it in as much as you can. And so that's what we're going to do. Go ahead and come forward onto your chair, like we've been doing. Let your hands rest on your thighs as we've had them. And then find that movement of pushing the belly out and then drawing it in entirely within your comfortable range, but going to the limits so that you really do feel like you've pushed it out rather substantially. You feel like you've drawn it in somewhat significantly, and as you draw it in, you notice that your rib cage maybe puffs out a little bit. As you push your belly forward, you might notice the rib cage draws in a little bit. And so you can see how this movement would be connected to breathing, how it could be supportive of breathing, but it doesn't need to be. And certainly, diaphragmatic breathing is not as important as people, I think, emphasize. I think people make a lot of attention out of the fact that babies tend to breathe with their bellies and mature people don't tend to breathe with more of their chest muscles. And people talk about how the belly breathing is preferable. I really don't think there's a lot of reason to think that. Babies breathe that way because their chest muscles aren't developed sufficiently, and we shouldn't always be looking to imitate babies. So we just want to do this independently of our breathing here. And then try a little bit leaning forward and putting more weight into your hands symmetrically, and see if you've pushed your upper half into your thighs a little bit, how that affects this belly movement. And as you play with this, always keep looking around for signs of attention while we're doing a non-habitual movement with muscles that are related to breathing. It's easy for our attention to get really sucked in, really drawn to a particular area. Make sure your eyes are still neutral, you're not holding any tension in your jaw, your neck is still free. And take breaks if it feels like it's some effort to put weight into your hands this way. Let that movement go of pushing the belly out and drawing it in alteration. And just slide your hands forward and back on your thighs. few times, rocking the head forward and back as you do this. Imagine taking both of your hands forward like you're diving, like you're Superman taking off. Slide your hands along the thighs forward, and they can continue. They can lift away from your thighs. Begin to go forward. You can imagine you're coming up into standing. You can actually feel the weight coming onto your feet. Notice what you're doing with your breathing. When you find yourself in a rhythm, there's a good chance that your breathing is also in a rhythm. Make some changes. That's good. Have another rest. Come forward on your chair again. Your 2 feet. Resting on the floor fairly evenly. Begin to reach your right hand forward, following it with your eyes. And feel how the weight shifts on your feet. Let the hand come forward enough that the head comes forward with it. Your whole trunk comes forward, the weight rolls on the pelvis a little bit, and you feel some weight go onto your feet. And as soon as you feel some weight going on your feet, then reverse it. And the next time you do the movement, try to find a slightly easier way to do it. And then switch over to the left hand. And see how that is. Most people will have a preference. What's your preference, right or left? How do you know about your preference? Is it that some part of you complains a little bit more with one side or the other? Maybe you feel like the movement's just more complicated on one side, it takes more management. That automatic, almost mindless sense, that's pretty easy. It's not a bad thing for things to feel simple, uncomplicated. Let that stop, let the hand rest, and take your right foot a little bit further forward than the left foot on the floor, maybe 1 foot length or so. And begin to take the right hand forward and back again. The same thing you were just doing a moment ago, but on the right side again. And be sure that you register the weight coming onto the feet. Is it coming more onto one foot or the other? Where are you reaching? Are you following your right hand with your eyes? Are you going in the forward direction? If someone grabbed your hand and continued to pull it forward, can you see how eventually the weight would come off the seat and the weight would go onto your 2 feet? Can you imagine how that would feel? Let your hand down for a moment and switch the positions of the feet and try that on for size. Take the right hand forward, still the right hand. Do you feel how the way comes onto the feet this way. Repeat that visualization of coming all the way forward into standing, maybe with someone pulling on the hand, helping you in that direction. Would one foot receive your weight faster than the other foot? Let that hand down. Try the left hand, taking the left hand forward again. Leave your feet the way they are. Don't have to do many, many movements. Just try to really take it in. Who wants me to pull on their arm? Go ahead and do the movement. And if you'd like me to pull on your arm, just make a little indication. Go ahead. Imagine coming into standing. Yeah. Jump. And then try your feet the other way. Let's see how that changes things. Still taking the left arm forward. That's good. If you haven't stopped already, have a rest. When you're ready, take your head forward, maybe take both arms forward, come into standing. Find that spot behind your chair, like we did at the beginning of the lesson, and just compare at the end of the lesson that experience of reaching the right hand forward, like you're grabbing an object, the left hand forward. And alternate a few times doing it with your eyes closed, trying to visualize your hands moving through the space. And try it really following your hands with your eyes. And take that into walking to the extent that you're comfortable. You can go from chair back to chair back if you feel like. But as you go around the room, try to actually extend towards objects and touch them. There's a fan sitting around, there's shelving, there's a chalkboard, there's all kinds of interesting textures. Let your system hold on to this organization by having a clear impression that you can do something with your hands right now. You can reach out through space and actually find something novel. You can imagine what a texture is going to feel like, and then you can find that texture and you can feel it. And that's our lesson. Thanks a lot. It's been a great series.